You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Tonight is the 6th of Muharram, 1446. And tonight our topic, Mauna Ismail Kareem, my nephew, told me that this is Musalla Fatima. And inshallah, very soon it will be transformed and made into a masjid. So I'll start with that, inshallah, the importance of a masjid in a community. Secondly, Fatima. So we will speak of Sayyidina Ali and Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anhuma, and Hassanain, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhuma. And third, we will speak about the challenges we are facing at a micro and macro level, globally, internationally, what the Muslims, the challenges we are facing. Masjid, with Allah's fadl, Allah's mercy, Allah's grace, we perform Isha Salat here. I believe this area is called Bluff. So my talk, I won't be bluffing anything. You know, you Durban people, you say he's bluffing, you know. So meaning for you Transvaalers, bluffing means he's lying, you know. So I won't be lying anything. I'll speak the truth, inshallah. Our Karisa, Barakallah, you read very well. Our youngster, mashallah, read very well. So I told Maulana, I heard his Isha Salat, I was so happy. So I told Maulana, read mashallah, that we feel so happy when our people recite the normal Quran and they read it melodiously. So we perform Isha Salat here. What we did, brothers, sisters, that we were standing and we performed ruku, we were bowing down and we were prostrating, we were sitting. So various postures, position. But the area is called masjid, singular masjid, plural is called masajid. Both are mentioned in the noble Quran. What is the meaning of masjid, brothers and sisters? Masjid means the place of sujood, the place one goes into complete surrender, submission to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. So, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, the nearest you can come to the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is when you are in sujood, when you are prostrating in salat. We will make dua only in the Arabic language, the duas from the noble Quran, the duas from Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But you are at home, you woke up the Hajjud time, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, you read 2 rakat, 4 rakat, 6, 8 rakat, whatever, and thereafter you out of salat, and now you want to go into sujood, and Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai, we want to speak to Almighty Allah, so speak to Allah in any language out of salat, because you are in that posture. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, two ahadith, both are mentioned in Muslim Sharif. Fa'aksiru fihi dua, ask Almighty Allah abundantly in that posture. Second one, fajtahidu fihi dua, faqaminun ay yustajaba lakum, that exert yourself and ask Almighty Allah abundantly, profusely, inshallah, all your du'as will be accepted. Imagine, brothers, that is masjid, how Almighty Allah loves the masjid. Let me give you a brief history globally of what a masjid is. The first masjid to be built, Allah Jalla Wala initially only selected prophets and messengers, Anbiya and Rusul, to build the masjid. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wa salam was the Bani and Mabani, the first person, personality, to build the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. Thereafter, you must remember, 40 years elapsed, Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu's hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam from Masjidul Haram, Baytullah, Kaaba Musharrafa, Makkah Mukarramah, then went to Aqsa al-Mubarak. Biyadihi al-Sharifa, with his Mubarak hands, he built the Badr Masjidul Aqsa. Then time went on and on and on. So the Baytullah, Allah selected Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam, and you read about it in the Quran Sharif. Go and read Surah 2, verses 127-128. وَإِذْ يَرْفَوُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Father is placing all the blocks. Son is helping him. And remember that Allah elevated their rank. O Ummah, you cannot perform Umrah and Hajj unless you go 7 times round the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. Today these non-Muslims, they see on the TV. So they ask me on Q&A, for what you Muslims go round the black cube, round and round and round? I said, Tom, so my response, I said, Mr. Tom, Dick and Mary. You see, we have to address all of them. You know, it's New South Africa. We can't say Tom, Dick and Harry. We have to say Tom, Dick and Mary, you see. So, you know, it's all styles of that. So remember that. So we say, you see, when our clothing gets dirty, so we place in a washing machine. Then it goes round and round, it spins. It comes out pure and clean. So the Muslim, he goes round and round. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. People are living tonight for Umrah, I know, mashallah. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man tawfa bil bayti khamsina marra. Those people who perform tawaf around the Baytullah 50 times. One tawaf is 7 rounds, 7 circuits. So you go around the Baytullah 350 times. So remember, Allah Jalla Wala will forgive you. Kharaja min zunubihi kayawmin waladatu ummuhu. You will come out so pure and cleansed from your sins and vices like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. So that is, my brothers, we should remember Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam refurbishing, renovating the masjid. And he and his son Ismail alayhi salam went around the Baytullah 7 times to see there is no defect in the structure. They raised their Mubarak hands, father making dua, son saying Ameen, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim. Ya Allah, this humble effort accept of ours. Ya Allah, you are all hearing, all knowing. Thereafter, you must remember, Nabi Adam alayhi salam was initially built Masjidul Aqsa. And after many, many centuries, then Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam went. He refurbished, renovated Masjidul Aqsa, the hadith in Sunan Nasai, authentic hadith. He made 3 du'as after refurbishing, rebuilding Masjidul Aqsa. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَهَبْ لِي مُلْكَ لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. Chapter 38, verse 35. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam is crying, begging, imploring of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Ya Allah Jalla wa Ala, grant me such a magnificent kingdom. You will not grant such a kingdom to anybody after me. When you want something, you are young brother, you want a wife. Some brothers, yeah, I know they're looking for wife. Luqman. So you must remember, Luqman came with me, you see, so he knows what I'm speaking about. So you must remember, some of your sisters, you want to get married. So speak to Allah and say, Innaka antal wahhab. You are the best of givers, O Allah. So Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam asked for that. After he rebuilt Masjidul Aqsa, فَأَعْطَاهُ إِيَّا Allah gave it to him. See. Second dua he made, أُوَاتِهُ حُكْمِ حُكْمَكَ Ya Allah, when I pass a verdict, it must concur with your judgment, Ya Allah. They stole this in our schools when I was in school in the 60s, primary school, they would teach us. When you are facing difficult problems, you need the wisdom of Solomon to unravel this knot. Wisdom of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. Quran speaks of it. فَفَهَمْنَا Sulaiman. The father Nabi Dawood alayhi salam passed a verdict. The people then came to Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. He said, my beloved father, al-Ra'si wal-Ain, I love him, I respect him, but I cannot agree with him on this issue. This is my verdict. Allah says, both of them, the verdicts are correct, it's good, but the better verdict is of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. See, wisdom of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. So his dua was accepted, the second dua also. Third dua, oh you South Africans, oh you people in Britain, oh you in Malaysia, wherever you are, today the Palestinians, Masjidul Aqsa is crying. Today again the Jutlas did not allow our people to enter Masjidul Aqsa, the youngsters. Everyone under 40, they said, imshi, imshi, go from here and so forth. They only allow the elderly people. Do we know about all this, my brothers? But you can go as a South African. You don't need a visa also. So when are you going to go? You went for Hajj, you went for Umrah. So go, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, rebuilt it. And then cried to Allah, Man ata hadhal bayt, la yuridu illa salata fi. Whoever comes to this masjid, Masjidul Aqsa, no ulterior motive, no hidden agenda, no sinister reason. Only to perform salat, yeah. خَرَجَ مِنْ ذُنُوبِهِ كَيَوْمٍ وَلَدَتُ أُمُّهُ He will go out and cleanse himself from vices and sins, like the day his biological mother gave birth to him. Open Sunan Nasa'i, you will find the hadith there. You see, my brothers, you make intention, inshallah. We must go to Baytullah, Ka'aba Musharrafa for Umrah Hajj. We must go to Diyar-e Mustafa, to Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beloved Sati Madina Munawwara. Allah Jalla wa'ala protect the Haramain Sharifain. But what's that, my brothers, sisters, and you, my beloved flowers and children? How can we forget our Qibla, Ula, our first Qibla? When they are begging us, come. So I'll tell you two incidents now. And most of us, وَالنَّاسُ أَنَا غَافِلُونَ This is my complaint to you, brothers. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمُشْتَكَى وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ Ya Allah, we complain to you the plight of this ummah. We don't even know what the problem is. So how are we going to find the solution when we don't even know the problem? Brothers, we must study history. Study history which is not written in black and white. That history that is written in black and red, the black ink of the ulama-i Rabbani, ulama-i Haqqani, the true ulama, not the scholars for dollars. We speak of the true ulama. And we speak about the, not black and white, our history is written in black and red, the red, red blood of our shuhada and martyrs. Today and every day, the Jutlas, the Zionists, they are minister of security, police, call him whatever you want to. The biggest super terrorist he is Ben Gvir. Ben Gvir says that this, we call it, the whole 36 acres in Masjidul Aqsa. For those of you who've been there. Not only the structure, the whole compound is 36 acres. The whole area is Aqsa al-Mubarak. In front you have Masjid al-Qibli. At the back you have the dome of the rock, Qubbatu Sakhra, with a beautiful golden dome. Openly the Zionists are saying now, they say this portion, right till the back, they're going to demolish it, Allah forbid, and replace it with Temple Mount. When you hear on your TV, or on your radio, or you read in the press, Temple Mount, you must remember that's a Jewish term. That is what they are speaking about, replacing the Qubbatu Sakhra, the dome of the rock, the beautiful golden dome and everything around it. They say they want to replace it with Haikale Suleimani, the temple of Solomon. So when they say Temple Mount, they mean that. So we should know their terminology at least. And we should know what their napak intentions are, their sinister motives are. So that's one story. Second story, I took one shaitan's name now, right, or Jutla. So people ask me, what is the meaning of Jutla? One day one Jutla phoned and told me, you can't call Jutla. So I told him, I won't call you Jutla, I'll call you Jutli. You understood? So, masculine and feminine, you understood? So, who the hell are you to come tell me what I must call you? You understood? So you must remember this 1 hour's drive, plus minus. You go to a place called Khalilur Rahman. When you enter Masjid Khalilur Rahman, there you will see, if you are facing the Qibla, so you will see here on the left hand side, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is buried there. Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam is buried there. Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam is buried there. Their honorable spouses are buried next to them. This masjid, ulama have written, was built also in the time of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. Because the slabs, and that are so huge and so big, no human being could carry it. Ya alamuna lahu ma yasha'u min mahariba. The jinnats were responsible for building that masjid and the mihrab and everything. That is what ulama have written. Wallahu a'lam, Allah knows best. Let's carry on. In 1989, the first time in my life I went, we went for Hajj, my wife, myself, with Allah's fadl, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, Allah's benevolence. After Hajj, I told her, no, we must go Qibla, first Qibla. Baytul Muqaddas, Baytul Maqdis. We, the Indian people, we say Baytul Muqaddas. The Arab ulama, they say Baytul Maqdis. Both ways is correct, there's no problem with that. So we went. So after 1-2 days, so we went to buy something. My wife wanted something, or I want. So that in Arabic I was speaking to the brother, he said, Sheikh, you came all the way from Junubi Africa, for what you came here? I said, I came to read Salat. He couldn't believe it, you know. He said, you came from South Africa just to read Salat? Yeah, I said, yes. I performed Hajj and I came to read Salat. He said, no tijara, no ziyara, no business, you don't know? I said, no, nothing. So he took out the frame and said, Hadiyatun lak, this is a gift for you. What a beautiful gift in Arabic calligraphy. Fatahaha Umar ibn al-Khattab, conquered during the reign of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu warda. Waharraha Salahuddin, liberated by Salahuddin Ayyubi al-Kurdi. Wa may yuharriruha al-an, who will liberate it now? Alamatu su'al, question mark. That frame, I don't know where it got lost, you understand? But anyway, I had it somewhere, it must play somewhere. Anyway, so that happened. But he did something which first time in my life I heard about. I didn't know that is the benefit of traveling when you go yourself. He said, come here with me. He went to the police and the way he shouted him, even I got frightened, you know. He said, this man came from Junubi Africa and you not show him Masjid al-Aqsa. So I'm thinking, but I read Salat yesterday in Aqsa, where I read Salat? Am I mixed up? Am I confused? Or my fuses are blown or what? You understood? So I'm wondering now, what's going on? He shouted, that must be the big shot also. He shouted that police and opened for him the Aqsa. Subhanallah, then they took us right in the basement. That's the original Aqsa. Kullama dakhala alayha Zakariya al-mihraba wajada indaha rizqa. You know our South Africa today. DC, direct current, AC, alternate current, ANCN, no current, you know. You press, press, sometimes nothing happens. We hope inshallah till 9 o'clock everything goes smooth, inshallah. Better say inshallah. Inshallah, you see. So that time there was no electricity there at the bottom. You had a big torch, he took me. And he's showing me, he showed me the mihrab, which Quran speaks about, Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam, Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha, Nabi Isa alayhi salam's place, this. There are wells at the bottom, he took stones and he threw it. He said, keep quiet and be silent. And after a few seconds, you hear ping, now the stone has reached the water. So absolute darkness there. That is one day you go, my brother, my sister. It's not you just go on the ground floor. Go to the basement also. And that is the original Aqsa. You've been there, you'll get your reward. There's no doubt about it. But if you get the opportunity, then you should go there as well. See, my brothers, I want to show you the second incident. So now, I read Salat there in Masjid Khalilur Rahman, where Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is, hence the name Khalilur Rahman. It's called Hebron by the Jutlas. And remember, 89 we were there, 92 we were there. I want to teach you a lesson of history which we have forgotten. It was Mad Ramadan, 15th of Ramadan. It was a Saturday morning. Remember, I was in Newcastle. And this incident took place after Fajr, during Fajr time. You know Fajr time, the masjid is packed to capacity. And there's Ben Gray, who's the minister now, the biggest terrorist one can call him. He says, catch the Palestinians, you shoot them dead. He makes open statements like that. What you worry about? That? Nobody can ask us questions. So, Baruch Goldstein and he were the biggest pals. Remember, if you go to his house, to this Ben Gwed, the Shaitan's house, you will find a big portrait there, you will find a big photo there of Baruch Goldstein. Say, this is the good guy. He came in this masjid, our brothers are reading Salat, facing Baytullah, obviously. From the back, he came with his Uzi, and he shot them dead, 29 of them in the masjid, became shuhada and martyrs. See. Others succumbed to the injury, eventual death toll, 70 of them plus minus, Allah grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Israeli style justice, inverted commas. 1994, Saturday, I went there to game or wherever to buy something. And I heard the news 1 o'clock, because I love radio from those days already. I just turned the radio on, loved what's going on. And they announced this incident, so I took a turn and I went to Newcastle Town Masjid. I had to go back to Darul Uloom, but I just took a turn and went to Newcastle Town Masjid. And I told the Imam, I didn't tell him, I forget. So I said that, brothers, a terrible, tragic massacre has taken place in Masjid Khalilur Rahman. All of you read 2 rakat salat. All of you read 1 surah Yasin. What the Israelis, they want to tell you about 7th October. You must ask every Jutla and every Jutli this incident here. Tell them on 15th Ramadan, the year 1994, Saturday morning, your Baruch Goldstein came and he murdered our people whilst they were praying there in the masjid. 29 passed away. What you did? You stole half our masjid after that. They partitioned it and they said, you Muslims read in front and you they will read at the back. And the road there, you must remember, next to it, is called the Tariq al-Shuhada. They sealed it. No Palestinian can walk there. Only the Jutlas can walk there and foreigners can walk there. This is the Israeli-style justice. You tell us you want peace. The peace you want is not P-E-A-C-E. It's P-I-E-C-E. More pieces of land grab. And to steal the land of the Palestinians. Therefore, every day I say, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Always remember that. Now, today's news. What is today's news? If any one of you have went there, then, now they stole the portion already inside the masjid. They want to change the aesthetics, they want to change the design, they want to change the whole nishani of that masjid outside. So the whole Islamic architecture of the masjid must be changed and must give it a Jewish feeling and so forth. These are the people, you give them an inch, you must remember they'll steal everything. Sam min kalbak ya'kulka is a saying in Arabic. You have a small little puppy. You say, no, I'll keep it as a security dog. Then it becomes a bulldog and eats you also up. That is Jutla. You must remember that. So this is what they're doing. So first masjid, remember Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafah. Second masjid, remember Masjidul Aqsa. Duration 40 years. Mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. The reporter Abu Dhar Ghifari. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is where? In Makkah Mukarrama, Hijrah takes place, Madinah Munawwara. As soon as they enter Madinah Munawwara, so what do the children do? You must remember that you, the daughters of Medina, what they did. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is entering. Saniyas Nain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu is entering. The Banu Najjar tribe. You know Najjar? Najjar means carpenters. So first day they came out, they expecting, they went back, nothing happened. Second day they went, nothing. They never saw the Master alayhi salam. They never saw Saniyas Nain, chapter 9, verse 40. Allah gave him the title for Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the second of the two. So he's following the Master alayhi salam. Lo and behold, now they're entering Quba. The daughters of Medina came out with the small duff. You know what's a duff? Duff, duff, both ways you can say. The small drum, and it has no, you must remember, jingles in it. And it's not both sides, a drum, one side. And they're singing, and they're hitting the drum, the duff, you understood? Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari. Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari. That we are the daughters of the Najjar, the carpenters, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nahnu jawarim min banin najjari. Ya habbada Muhammadun min jari. Excellent, Ya Rasulullah. Today you are becoming our parosi, our neighbor. What more can we ask for, Ya Rasulullah? See how they welcome the Master. Do we learn all this, my brother? Our children are the men are busy with Hollywood. The women are busy with Bollywood. The children are busy with Robin Hood. So who is going to learn about Islam? I'm asking you. You got it, brothers? See. The Master alayhi salam entered Quba. First thing, Allah speaks of it. Surah 9 verse 108. La masjidun ussisa ala taqwa min awwali yawm. Allah Jalla Wala sent wahi, revelation to him, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You build a masjid bi yadika sharifa with your own mubarak hands. The first block the Master alayhi salam put. The second block, Saniyas Nain, Sayyid Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. See. So simple structure. But what a masjid. You go there any day of the week. Better is Saturday, but any day you go. Man tatahara min baytihi. You go and make wudu at home. Summa ata masjid Quba. Fasalla fihi rakatain. You read two rakat salat there. Kana lahu ka ajri umratin. You get the reward of accepted umrah. Authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. So when you go there, brothers, make sure you go read at least two rakats in masjid Quba. I'm giving you the chronological table. Makkah Mukarramah, then Aqsa al-Mubarak, then Masjid al-Quba, then after a few days, the Master alayhi salam, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu went there to Madinah Munawwara. And biyadihi sharifa, again with his Mubarak hands, they bought the land from Sahal and Suhail. Who paid for that land, my brothers? He, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Every salat you read there, remember the reward is going to him. Every salami we read to the Master alayhi salam, the reward is going to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Millions of people made etikaf there. Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri rahimahullah. I was with Hazrat in 74 in Ramadan. Hazrat was sitting for etikaf. We just khadim, bring water, do this, do this. 34 years, Hazrat Allama Sheikh bin Nuri rahimahullah said for itikaf in Masjid Nabawi. So how many million people must have said? All that reward for him, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. As far as reward goes, first Makkah Mukarramah, then Madinah Munawwara, then Aqsa al-Mubarak, then Masjid Quba. That's as far as reward goes. Come to your continent of Africa. I'm giving you Tarikhul Masajid, the history of the Masajid. Because the next time I come here to your bluff, and I'm not bluffing. You must remember, I want to see here, you trustees and Imam, mashallah, a masjid here, inshallah. I see the inshallah came out very softly. You'll never have supper or what? Huh? Parisa? And go ek taweez zikrut. Give them one taweez. So you must remember, say inshallah loudly. Inshallah. We'll put up the masjid with Allah said, well announce, you must just give me all the details, Maulana. We'll announce them tomorrow, inshallah. Yea, in Bluff, they need a masjid. Before Ramadan, we can put up the masjid. What do you say? It's Muharram. We got 8-9 months still. So, inshallah, you put it up, inshallah. So, my brothers, that what I was telling you now, so we come to the continent of Africa. When was Egypt conquered? Egypt was conquered on the 1st of Ramadan, the year 20. And the person who conquered Egypt was Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, Fatih Misr. And Amr bin As is Sahabi. He and 70 other Sahabi plus minus, they built a big masjid there. Till today it's called Masjid Amr bin As. If you know Arabic, the whole history is written there on the wall. Every one of you go to Cairo, go visit Masjid Amr bin As. أَقَدَّمُ مَسْجِدِينَ أَيْ فِي قَارَةِ أَفْرِيقَى. The oldest masjid in the whole continent of Africa. Come to our beloved South Africa. Which is the oldest masjid, brothers? 1994, you had democracy. Turn the clock 200 years before that. Turn the clock 200 years before that. So you must remember, 1781 to 1793, 1781 to 1793. Today we know Robben Island because of the non-Muslims. It's an indictment upon us. You should know Robben Island for the Muslim reason. 1781 to 1793, Imam Tuan Guru Rahimahullah was there. He was a sheikh, he was a alim, he was a hafiz. From memory, brothers, from memory, sisters, he wrote the first Quran Sharif at Robben Island. The first Quran Sharif in the history of South Africa. Go to Cape Town, where the old Hilton Hotel was, now it's Hyatt Hotel. Just walk 200 meters, you will see a masjid green in color. It's called Oval Masjid, and see on top there. The first masjid in South Africa, 1794. At Robben Island, Imam Tuan Guru wrote the Quran Sharif. And when he was released by the Boer and the whites and so forth, then he built the masjid 200 years before our democracy. You come to your Natal, which is your oldest masjid? Today I was with the chairman, you understand, the president chairman, Haji E.B. Muhammad. So you must remember that the Javeri family, you see our Memon people, they little bit, you know, they mixed up the words. That is not Javeri, it's Johari. That in a Jamape, I'm speaking Memon now. So in a Jamape, Sona Chandi Vechnava, they were selling jewelry, you see. So Johari. So they came now here, all this, you see, what is your name? Aku. What's your name? Yaku. All mixed up. When they came from Porbandar, then one page fell away. When they came from Mombasa, another ulta page fell away. When they reached Durban, then all everything changed. So Yaqub became Aku, you see. The Ya fell off and the Bay fell off and they landed in Durban and became Aku. So you must remember. Yaqub Voba. I kuro Yaqub, Aku, Aku Karota. Tahir Muhammad, you say Tar Muhammad, you say. Sakur. Sakur nahi ba, Shakur aai. You took all the nuktas away, left one in Porbandar, one in Mombasa and came here to Durban, all the nuktas flew away. You understood? So my Memon connections, you all my brothers, you understand? So let's change our name properly, Johari. So Allah reward them, they built the first masjid in Natal, the Graced Masjid, the biggest masjid in the southern hemisphere, over 3,000 people. What a great contribution. Then came your Westreet Masjid. Come to Transvaal from where I am, your oldest masjid, Kerk Street. Now people, is Afrikaans Kerk mean church. So you go to Johannesburg there in city center, you will see Kerk Street. It's under the auspices of Miaswam. Miaswam built Madarulum Madresa in 1940. So that our second oldest masjid in Transvaal is Heidelberg, where I was born. If you know Heidelberg, people from Balfour, Niger, Vredenburg, they had no masjid. Jumma time, they used to come there, they used to come eat time there. We have a glorious history, my brothers. You youngsters, instead of wasting time with who's going to win the soccer and cricket and tennis and that, it's all shaitaniyat all that. You make a team, you go by Maulana Saleh Ji, you go to Talimuddin, you go to all the senior ulama, and go to the old people, trustees. Say, we want to preserve the history of our masajid in South Africa. What a great contribution it will be. See the enemies, what they try to do in Durban North. You need to wake up, brothers. You need to now beef up your security and everything. Because Muslims will become the target. The more masajid we build, their jealousy, envy increases. Allah speaks of this in the Quran. Chapter 61, verse 8. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُدْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَائِهِمْ. They want to extinguish the nur, the effulgence of Almighty Allah with their mouths and media, their TV and what have you. Allah is inspiring us. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Allah will let the nur and radiance effulgence of Islam spread throughout the world, even though the enemies, they hate it, detest it. Come to Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha and Sayyida Ali radiallahu anha. Who is Sayyida Fatima? What is the meaning of Fatima? Your wife's name is Fatima, your daughter's name is Fatima, your beloved mother's name is Fatima. Why we love the name Fatima? Fatima means a lady who is protected and saved from the fire of Jahannam. What a great meaning. Provided she has Iman, obviously. So my brothers, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, four daughters, Sayyida Zainab, Sayyida Ruqayya, Sayyida Umm Kulsum, and Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha was the youngest, and the ladli, the sahibzadi, the most beloved to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from all his children. Qasim was born first, the son, then Abdullah was born. Abdullah was known as Tayyib and Tahir. They all passed away, the boy, the youngsters, that in their infancy, and the daughters remained, they got married and so forth. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha married Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anha in the second year of the Hijrah, after the Battle of Badr. Go open Musannaf Abdul Razak, the Hadith Kitab, you will find it there. And she was 15 years old and 5 months old. 15 years and 5 months old. In Ramadan they got married. Today you tell our people, bhai, meri nikah hone wali hai. Ramadan mein isi ye to bahut bada kanjoos hai. He's so stingy, he don't want to feed anybody. You understand? Yeah. That is what they will say. You must remember this. You see, we worry everything, what he will say and what she will say and what they... Say, I'm practicing on the sunnah of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anhu. And Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the nikah. Remember this, in the last 10 days of Ramadan, second year of the Hijrah. Third year of the Hijrah, remember Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu's milad mubarak takes place. In the fourth year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's milad mubarak takes place. There's another brother. But we don't speak about him. Why? His name Muhsin. Hassan radiallahu anhu. Hussein radiallahu anhu. Muhsin radiallahu anhu. But he passed away in infancy. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha has three sisters. Zainab, Ruqayya, Umm Kulsum radiallahu anhunna. They all are the beloved daughters of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surah 33, verse 59. Ya ayyuha an-nabi, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kul li azwajika wa banatik. You address your honorable wives and your beloved daughters. Plural is used. So four daughters the Master alayhi salatu salam had. All from Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. And two sons, remember that. And Ibrahim, he was born, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the father, obviously, Ibrahim ibn Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but his mother is Maria Qibtiyya. She passed away in Muharram, on the 16th of Muharram, in the 16th year after the Hijrah. She's buried not in Baqi, she's not buried in Baqi, she's buried outside. You must remember, when we used to go in the 70s and that, we used to meet many mashayikh and sheikhs. They would show us all these places. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu performed the Salatul Janazah of Sayyida Maria Qibtiyya. Habibuna Rasulullah some crying with his son Mubarak in his hands, Ibrahim. And then Sahaba said, you crying, Ya Rasulullah? He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said a lesson for humanity and posterity. Wa inna bi firaqika la mahzunun ya Ibrahim. We don't cry because of death. We cry because of judai. We cry because of firaq. We cry because of separation. Oh, my beloved son Ibrahim, now I can't talk to you, I can't walk with you, but Allah is elevating your rank and status. The love for Ahlul Bayt, this is Ahlul Bayt. To love the family of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, each one of his honorable wives are Ahlul Bayt. Each of his children are Ahlul Bayt. All the grandchildren are Ahlul Bayt. So understand this. The Master alayhi salam said, "Wa inna lahu la mustardi'an fil jannah." He's only 18 months old, Ibrahim, when he passed away. And for him, he has a foster mother in Jannah. See, brothers. Go open Mishkat Sharif, you will find it authentic. So my brothers, so we come back to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anhu. So Sayyida Fatima's three sisters, Sayyida Zainab, Sayyida Ruqayya, Sayyida Umm Kulthum. Her sister's name and her daughter's name are the same. So remember, there is Sayyida Zainab, Sayyida Ruqayya, Sayyida Umm Kulthum. This Ruqayya, daughter of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, and of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Umar proposed. Sayyidina Umar is much elder. "Ya Ali, I beg you, give me your daughter in marriage. I want your daughter's hand in marriage." "Why you want my daughter's hand in marriage?" He says, "So I can also be connected to the Ahlul Bayt." You see, brothers? Through the wife. You understood? So imagine this, the love they had. Sayyidina Ali make mashura with Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. They both happy. Umm Kulthum, the daughter of Fatima radiallahu anha, is given to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anha. Sayyidina Umar is the son-in-law of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anha. Sayyidina Umar is the son-in-law of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. Understand all these things. Ek bahut bada sabak hai. In today's environment, people want to show that Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, harm Sayyidina Ali, harm Sayyidina Fatima. Wallahi, all that a propaganda. You must never fall for these type of things. Namus-e Ahlul Bayt, namus-e Sahaba ka tahaffuz karna farz hai. To protect the integrity of the Ahlul Bayt, the family of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Sahaba, the companions, is compulsory upon all of us. Listen to this beautiful hadith mentioned in Tabarani, and all of you must learn this. The hadith is reported on Aliyin. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is a reporter. How many ahadith Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu reported from the Master, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahimahullah writes in Tarikhul Khulafa 586 ahadith. Some ulama mention more also, but I'm just giving you one verdict, one call. So Sayyidina Ali was very close to the Master alayhi salam. He was afsah al-qawm. He was so eloquent in the Arabic language, remember that. So nevertheless, so Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as I was telling you, you must remember, is the father-in-law of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu as well. And thereafter we go further, that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu's title is Fatih Khaybar, that the conqueror of Khaybar. Do you know what happened in Khaybar? It was in Muharram, and remember the Jews were on the other side, and Sahaba were on this side. And at that time when you used to fight, it should be 1-1, 2-2, 3-3. The first Jutla came out, his name Mirhab. And then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, "An al Haydar, I am the lion of Islam." And he finished him up in 1 minute. See, brothers. There is a big fort there when you go to Medina Munawwara. Oh, Ummah, go and visit the Khaybar. When you're in Makkah, go visit Taif. These are all open now. There's a Hisn and there's a fort there till today. It's called Qamus. The Sahaba say 18 people, we couldn't pick it up. And Sayyidina Ali went and he smashed that door to pieces. And then he used it as a shield. And then he was busy with the Jutlas. 94, 93 of them dispatched to Jahannam. The Fatih Khaybar he is. Remember that. What things he did. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise takes place. She's heartbroken. All the other children have passed away. Dad, remember, her sisters have passed away. Nobody else, the direct child of Nabi alayhi salam, besides Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. And you see that what had happened? That she, you must remember, Sayyidina Fatima alone was left. So she was so heartbroken, and then she read poetry. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. The Master alayhi salam's demise in Rabiul Awwal. Her demise that same year, in the 11th year of the Hijrah during Ramadan, the 3rd of Ramadan. فَمَا ضَحِكَتْ قَتْتُ She never smiled and laughed for the 6 months. So heartbroken she was. My beloved father, Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, the most beloved to Allah, the most precious to Allah, had passed away. Subbat alayya masaibu, law annaha subbat alal ayyami sirna layaliya. Such calamity, disaster, catastrophe has fallen upon me. If the catastrophe, disaster had to fall on the nights, then the night should become day. It should fall on the day should become nights. See how she was. Sabr, all these things. My mothers, my sisters, let me give you one more lesson about that, then I'll come back to this. Go study about Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to get married. I'm not saying you must do this. I'm not saying you the men to do that, because we men got lot of hidden agendas. I was now, you must remember, 5-6 weeks ago there in Lesotho. So Lesotho is a lot of my connections there, my Mehman connections. When I went there 7-8 years ago, I told them Allah gave you so much money. From Egypt right till South Africa, every capital got a masjid, and Maseru don't have a masjid. Aynke etro piso ay, aynke pote jo piso bigay masjid banayega na. When I went now, I was so happy. They built 3 masjids, alhamdulillah. Masjidul Huda, Masjid-e Rauf, and Masjid-e Usman. Masjid-e Usman, 1 person. Masjid-e Rauf, 1 person. Multi-millionaires. You build Allah's house. Allah will give you man bana lillahi masjida. Bana Allahu lahu baytan fil jannah. Allah will give you paradise. The 9th year of the Hijrah, Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu comes. And you must remember, when he comes, Masjid Nabawi is all darkness at night. There's no physical light. He was a person who used to sell lamps and lanterns. He put one lamp there, one lamp there, one. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam came from the Hujra Mubarakah. Who put these lamps? They said, Tamim. This is the 9th year. 11th year, Nabi alayhi salam makes parda, demise takes place. The Master alayhi salam said, O Tamim, I'm so happy with you. If I had another daughter, I would have given her to you in nikah. My brothers, your masjid is coming up here. Everyone should spend. Even your 1 rand, 5 rand is welcome. Not everybody can give 100,000 and 50,000. So whatever you can give, remember you should give willingly. I was telling you of Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, the eldest son and eldest child of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anhu. So when he should get married, after 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, he give divorce. Kana mitlaqan lin nisa. But every lady is to divorce this to love him even more. He divorced the lady, but they love him even more. You say, why I'm doing this? I want the Ahlul Bayt population to increase. You understood? Now your mind is telling you, I tabo haru lage. You understand? I also must take 4. Baji, you're going to take 4. You got 1, you will be qiyam. You'll take 2, you'll be in ruku. Vako vari bande, you see? You'll become hunchback. You'll go 3, then you'll be in sujood. And you'll make 4, wassalam. You understand? So you must remember. Just forget all that. Can you do justice? Quran says you want to take 2, 3, 4, fa in khiftum Allah ta'adilu fa wahida. If you can't do justice, 1 wife, old is gold. Your own Fatima is gold. Remember that. Forget all that. So I want to tell you that. Your mother, sisters, 1, 2 last lessons before we make our dua and we finish up. So my brothers, now we bury. We bury our women. I pass away, you pass away, the grave is open, 3-4 brothers will go inside and they bury the person, salatul janaza, everything is done. Now the burial is left, and then we pour the sand and we make the Fatiha, the dua. But when my sister, my daughter passes away, we don't do that. My honorable mothers, my honorable sisters, my honorable daughters, this is haya of bintu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The shame, the modesty, the haya, she taught this ummah. She told Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an in Ramadan, my time of demise is very near, O husband of mine, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an. You must give me ghusl. Therefore the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbalis, you must remember, and the Hanafis also. So if the woman can give ghusl to the husband, you must remember that. The woman can touch the husband after the husband's death is ijma'i masla. Because she's in iddat, you must remember that. So remember, the husband can't touch the wife skin to skin, that Hanafis say. But remember that the wife can touch the husband. So some of you are looking very surprised, you're wondering who's going to give you ghusl. So you must remember this type of things there. So there's one Maulana in Pretoria, he passed away, he made wasiyat. Our Maulana, he told his wife to give. The people were surprised. I said, no, he chais. Sayyida Fatima give. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu gave ghusl. And if the wife give ghusl, then it's totally permissible. Remember that. Husband can't give ghusl. Hanafis say no, but Shafi'is, Malikis, Ambalis, they say permissible. Because of this incident. She made wasiyah. You understood the masla? Wife can give ghusl to the husband. All four schools. And can the husband give ghusl to the wife? Yes. According to Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, Hanafis say no. Hanafis say you can't touch your wife after her demise skin to skin. This is academic discussion. Okay. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu gives the ghusl. You must perform the Salatul Janazah. Oh Ali, my husband, Sayyida Fatima is saying, radiallahu anha, when the time comes for my burial, you put a sheet there on the grave. No man saw my body. I am the beloved daughter and lardly and sahibzadi of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even after my wafat and my demise, nobody must see. See the shame, the modesty, the haya, the lesson she left with this ummah. My mother's sisters, you want to go graveyard? Go open Sunan Nasai. One day Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is walking. He sees Sayyida Fatima, you want to name your masjid Fatima? So this is what Sayyida Fatima seerah, her profile of history. What you doing here outside, oh beloved lovely Fatima? She says that somebody passed away, I went to offer condolences, Ya Rasulullah. You went to the graveyard also? La. No. Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells his beloved daughter, had you gone to the graveyard, you should not enter Jannah. But her rank is what? Fatima to Sayyida to Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah. You got it now? So brothers, we don't follow our whims and fancies. We follow Quran Sharif. We follow Sunnah Mubarakah. We follow Ahlul Bayt. We follow Sahaba. We follow the Awliyaullah. We follow the four schools of thought. Understand this. My last few minutes, my brothers, I can't end off before speaking about Ghazza al-Mubarakah. See what is Ghazza teaching us. That you take our Palestinians, they don't have one helicopter, they don't have one plane, and they're keeping the jutlas. The jutlas announced in their Knesset, in their parliament, we need 10,000 army immediately soldiers we need. What is that telling you? That is telling you that Hamas has sent 10,000 jutlas straight to hell already. And many more are in transit to get roasted and toasted, inshallah. You got it? No, I understand. But the Lancet, this is a Muslim. Last week the Lancet released figures, they said all this 30,000-40,000, they're telling it's all fairy tales. According to our statistics, over 186,000 Palestinians have already passed away. So now that is last week, so if I tell you now it's plus minus 200,000, it might be correct also. Imagine though 200,000 Palestinians gave their life and no one speaks of surrender. That is Iman. Imma al-Zafar wa imma al-Shahada. Either we will take victory. They already cleared the whole northern Israel. You must remember 1 million Jutlas are in a way already. So that is the statistics on the ground. So brothers, I want you, when you speak to your children, tell them there are small, small children there. Their bodies are bombed to pieces, one limb here, and so forth. But the parents are not saying that, Ya Allah, why my son, why my daughter? No. They say, Ya Allah, accept my beloved children for Shahadat and for Masjidul Aqsa. See, we started with Masjid, we have to end with Masjid. See what lesson they are teaching us. They're reviving the spirit of Jihad. They're reviving the spirit. I'll leave you with the story. I told you, 89 I was there. 92 I was there. We were still under apartheid. We were 15, 16 ulama invited. So we went, mashallah. It was 1-2 days left for us to return to South Africa. And remember that this youngster's name was Qa'qa, 9 years old. You see, like the small, small youngsters we got, I was facing Aqsa, he was facing me. I told him, Qa'qa, come back, you understood, come with me to South Africa, Junubi Africa. And we will enroll you in the school in the morning, afternoon, like how we went through the system. See, the youngster gave an answer. He made me cry, you know. He turned around and he faced Aqsa. He said, Sheikh, if, hypothetically, for argument's sake, if I come with you to your Junubi Africa, South Africa, who will defend and who will protect Aqsa al-Mubarak? Do our children ever think like that? Therefore, brothers, take your children for Umrah. Take them to Aqsa. Hajj, they won't allow nowadays, all quota and all. Take them to Aqsa. These are also children. They're also beloved to their parents. But remember Allah's pleasure. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wasila, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's barakah is more beloved to them than their own children also. Aqsa is more beloved to them. Bi ruh, bi dam, nafdika ya Aqsa. Oh Aqsa, they speak to Aqsa and they say, Oh Aqsa, with our lives, with our ruh, with our blood, we will give everything for you, Aqsa. We will fall. Oh Aqsa, you must not fall. See, brothers, when a nation does that, you can bring Joe the Butcher Biden, you can bring Stormy Trump, you can bring all these morons, nobody will beat them, inshallah. So brothers, understand what is Iman, what is Jihad. When the children come to know about this here, then all our masajid, now the Jutlas are running, they're coming here, they're going Cape Town, they're going here and there. We must not be intimidated by anybody. We must defend our Islam, defend our masajid, defend our darul ulums and madrasas, and may Almighty Allah make our khatima on Iman. And to all of you here, this Musalla Fatima, we don't want to come back after 6 months, 1 year, 2 years. And Mona Ismail Kareem, my nephew, I don't want to come tell me we're going to Musalla Fatima. We're going to Masjid Fatima, inshallah. Inshallah, right? Inshallah. All of you, we say Jazakallah Khairan to our Imam Mona Saleh Ji, to all the trustees, the Capital Group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, all the directors of Ansar and of Sirius FM, and all our other brothers, sisters who are helping us. Tomorrow, inshallah, we will be there in Chatswood, Masjid-e-Iqbaliya, Unit 2, where Muhammad Mubarak Khan is, mashallah, is my student also. And we will be there tomorrow night, inshallah. So make dua for us and make dua for the ummah. And don't kill time and waste time. You youngsters, I told you, we gave you an assignment that take all the information of the masajid of South Africa or your province and inshallah write it down. That will become a great sadaqah jariyah. Let's make dua in these last few minutes, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين المظلومين المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم يا رحم الراحمين اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين الملعونين يا رب العالمين اللهم اشدد وطأتك على جيوش إسرائيليين وأمريكيين وأعداء الدين يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم احفظ مساجدنا كلها في العالم كله يا رب العالمين قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب يا الله وبرد محمد سليم أسماء الله وداود مونلي وحافظ وادي حافظ بسا all of them reward them يا الله and our brother Zamir and all of them who are helping us grant them يا الله and their families baraka and accept all of us for your deen and make khatima on iman يا رب العالمين سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين Whenever we finish our dua, we ourselves must also say Ameen. Ya Allah, it means that please we beg you accept our dua. So see our deen, my brothers, how beautiful it is. Allah give us tawfiq. Tomorrow morning, Mona Ismail just reminded me because I'm sleeping there by him. So in Springbok Beach, so after our morning program on Radio Ansar International and on Merkaz, 6 o'clock, then I'll read Sunnats, and then I'll go to Masjid Mu'az bin Jabal in Springo Beach, and 10 past 6 is Jamaat. 10 past 6 is Jamaat there, and after that, inshallah, we'll have a program, so we'll see how many people Mawlana Ismail Karim brings, that we'll see what time we end the program, inshallah. Oh yeah, and Zohar time in Kumas. So I said on the radio, I don't know how many people in Kumas. I heard there's 12 and a half men there, and 12 and a half women there. Understood? So the total population is 25, I heard. I don't know. So I just make a story, you understood. So now they're insisting, so I said, okay, I'll give you a program tomorrow, Zohar time, inshallah. What time, Jamaat? 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock, Jamaat, then Kumas, you understand. People want program this way, that is, we just, now Ismail, my secretary, you understand, my sister's son, so my, he pulled me this way and this way. Uncle must tell nephew, nephew is pulling uncle this way, that way. So what? He's our buzruk, you understand. Barakallahu fiqh, jazakallahu khairan.